Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. Today we have a special guest with us, Naina, and she'll be talking to us about Azure Blockchain Tokens, which is a new service.
Hi everyone.
Thanks, Naina, for joining us. So one thing that I want to ask, very core, important question, what exactly is Azure Blockchain Tokens?
Good question. In fact, great question, Brenda. So Azure Blockchain Tokens is a new PaaS service that we're releasing into preview. This service actually allows you to create business-based tokens or business tokens or business-defined tokens, really easily manage these tokens across different blockchains. So it is, you can transact on these tokens, transfer, burn, or mint these tokens securely across multiple counterparties, regardless of your ledger choice. And this service allows you to create these tokens in no time.
Wow, that sounds like it does a lot of things. So what exactly makes it so neat?
Yeah, we do think the service is pretty neat. So simplistically, I think speaking, the service is about providing three big advantages to the customers, especially in the blockchain space. It solves three big pain points for the customers. The first one is that it can help accelerate time to value for customers because it provides a pre-built set of templates for customers. And a lot of customers often get lost because blockchain is new. They have to set up, they have to figure out additional IT environments that can support these blockchains, et cetera, and create a token with intermixed with the business logic that makes it needlessly complex. And with our easy approach, we make it easy to and simple to get started. The second problem that I think this service in particular solves is it allows the customers to now not focus on having another way of doing things, but it allows our open and extensible framework in SDK allows them to integrate their back-end business applications and processes really quickly and seamlessly into our into the tokens, or allows the tokens, in other words, with our SDK approach, open SDK approach, to integrate into the business logic and the business processes these customers have.
Nice.
The Azure environment, actually, these customers are pretty used to the Azure environment and developing with it. And the nice thing about this is that you can just use that environment. As you may have seen from the Block Talk on tokens with Marley, Microsoft is actually driving thought leadership in the industry by participating in the Token Taxonomy Initiative. And this initiative is focused on creating business-defined tokens that can be then adopted across the industry, specifically working on blockchain. And this simplification can drive towards the democratization of tokens.
Got it. That is a lot of information to digest. So if you're able to break it down a little bit more, what exactly does Azure Blockchain Tokens do?
Sure. So I think at a macro level, there are a few key concepts that I think Azure Blockchain Tokens is focused on. First is what we talked about from a customer advantage perspective is driving the ease of use and simplicity. It helps build out standard ledger-based tokens very easily. It is going to allow these tokens to be created that can represent all these assets, whether they're physical or digital, through a set of pre-built templates. And these pre-built templates are essentially all you do is you kind of personalize them with information. Mm-hmm. With a click of a button, you can get started. So the time from creating the service and the deployment of a token can be just a couple of minutes. The other advantage for this particular service is that it's enterprise ready, or it's enterprise ready with secure management. One of the core tenets of ABT, as we like to call it, Azure Blockchain Tokens, is to allow for enterprise-grade security, scale and management of these tokens as well. Because they are built on a TTF, token taxonomy framework, that's compliant. Because these tokens are TTF compliant, and describe the tokens at a business level. This service also manages to provide interoperability across the ledgers, which is a key for blockchain-based applications and scenarios to get true momentum, as well as for a lot of the industry consortiums to succeed. A quick plug for those of you who want to learn more about TTF, make sure that you see our first Block Token Talk episode as well with Marley.
Sounds good.
The other key tenant or key concept that I think that we would like our audience to know is that it is based on open and flexible frameworks. As we talked about, there is using a dev environment that the customers and partners already understand. And we do this not only for a pre-built template, as we were talking about, but also the flexibility of leveraging the concept of building your own token template. So those are some of the key concepts, if you will, that this particular service is built on. And we believe that together these tokens kind of that are defined by Azure blockchain tokens are more powerful than ever because they are super easy to create, to manage. We can scale across multiple ledgers and industries, and they're also interoperable.
Yeah, that sounds really incredible. So do I get all of this at public preview? What exactly am I able to get started?
That's a great question. The devil is in the details. So I think, but let me walk you through what will be available in the first version. The first version, we're trying to keep it deliberately a little bit lean because we want to get customer feedback early and give them a chance to influence a product roadmap as well. Though we have a very, we want to innovate on this very fast. The TTF is also releasing a number of, I believe they're releasing their framework or templates more openly as well shortly. So the first thing that I want to say is that we are going to release is a first capability that the service will have will be a set of 4 pre-built templates. These templates, of course, will be TTF compliant and solve maybe about 60 to 70% of the use cases that the customers are looking to build out. So, you know, just with personalizing this information, mm-hmm. providing additional metadata, et cetera, and just with a click of a button, if you so wish, you could deploy these templates.
Nice.
Yeah, and the only thing to note, though, I will say, is that even though we are going to be adding a lot more ledgers, but we're starting with Ethereum and Quorum-based ledgers, and over a period of time, you're going to add new ledgers to Azure blockchain tokens. The other thing, too, and we'll also, by the way, provide interoperability across any tokens that we build out over all the ledgers that we support. The third aspect is essentially, if you think that your scenarios are very complex and you think that your scenarios require custom built templates, then mm-hmm. we do allow for that as well. So we will allow the customers to build and choose their own templates as well from a set of behaviors mm-hmm. that we will be exposing to them. It is to learn the details of this, what we've done is to make this more digestible. We have a number of other block talks scheduled as well, and we will break down and talk about each one of these areas very in detail. And last but not the least, we will provide an SDK, mm-hmm. SDK that customers are used to from Azure, and we will make sure that these are available to customers in different languages like Node.js, Java, C#, C++, etc., Python, and they'll be able to use these simple APIs and REST APIs essentially to integrate and manage these tokens that we are providing.
Nice. That sounds really powerful. So another question that I did have for you is, it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of blockchain specific type knowledge that you have to have, you know, how exactly does this translate across different types of business people or different types of developers? How do you know what use cases that I can leverage Azure blockchain tokens for?
Oh, that's a great question. We at Microsoft, especially those of us in the blockchain space, feel really strongly that the concept of tokens itself is really powerful across pretty much all the ledgers. At the core of most scenarios in industries is the fundamental unit of all those are transactions are essentially tokens. So as an example, if you look at the industry scenarios in this particular slide that we're showing here, you will see a lot of obvious use cases that you probably knew were token-based. But in addition to that, I think, and a lot of consumers obviously understand cryptocurrencies, a lot of that is based off of tokens. And a lot of the stable coins, settlement coins, eCash, right? Exchange platforms, if you look at the core of it, all those are tokenized scenarios as well. Another vertical that has a lot of scenarios that are token dependent is supply chain and trade finance. So for example, in addition to some of the audits and attestation scenarios that kind of span all these verticals, digitizing of documents and therefore tokenizing them is a big effort. A specific use case would be a bill of lading that's being digitized and tokenized in trade finance. In supply chain, when we talk about efficiency and transparency, all of that is being done through tokenizing the inventory. A scenario that most customers and partners can kind of understand and grasp fairly quickly is the loyalty point scenarios. As you know, with the consolidation that's happening in the retail and the hospitality industry, there is a lot of effort that's being done in unifying some of these loyalty platforms. Mm-hmm. And a most obvious choice there, because there are so many different entities that are kind of collaborating, and trust is an issue, is essentially blockchain. Mm-hmm. And in particular, tokenizing the loyalty points so that they can be traded or exchanged across different platforms. They can be exchanged across different counterparties. And some of the scenarios that actually did not make it here, mm-hmm. but I also want to mention, if you'll give me just a minute, are gaming scenarios. And gaming is actually seeing a lot of movement mm-hmm. with tokens as well. There are professional gamers, there are a lot of consumers that play games, there are teenagers, mm-hmm. and what you do is you buy accessories, you buy all these characters, and most of the time those are only used in their own games. But there is a lot of ask and demand from the consumers to actually allow trading across different gaming platforms mm-hmm. as well. And guess what? One of the ways that's being done and looked at is essentially through tokenizing these accessories and these characters as well. Yeah. So as you can see, tokenizing is fundamentally the fundamental unit of transaction in many cases.
Yeah, wow, that sounds really neat. And honestly, after hearing you share about all of this, it's no wonder that Microsoft, as a big platform provider, wants to kind of take the charge to accelerate the customer time to value and really democratize the use of tokens across all these different industries.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Any kind of like last words that you want to share before we sign off for the day?
Yes. First, thank you so much for watching part one of our blog talk on our new service, Azure Blockchain Tokens. Don't forget to check out our service page at https://azurebt.
Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing all about Azure Blockchain Tokens. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on this new episode of Block Talk. Stay tuned for our parts two and parts three and many more parts to come, explaining kind of the different concepts of Azure Blockchain Tokens. We'll be able to share some examples and dive a little deeper into some of the different concepts we talked about today. So thank you, everyone, so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks.